This is KUT. Looming cuts to a state program that provides therapy to young children with developmental issues are on the agenda today at the Texas Capitol. Lawmakers will discuss what to do with a plan to cut Medicaid reimbursement rates for providers of those services. But with news this week that the state is also limiting access to special education programs, advocates say the state should reconsider those Medicaid cuts now more than ever. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
These cuts were passed by state lawmakers last year, and advocates and providers have had a similar warning since then. Cutting costs for therapies early in a baby's life isn't really going to save the state money down the road.
What you're actually doing is cutting programs that have the best chance at a lifelong impact for that child and family. And you're just kicking the ball down the road. And those interventions that happen later in life, we know are less effective.
That's Andy Miller with Any Baby Can. His Austin-based group provides therapies to young children with delayed brain or physical development, among other things. He says when young children don't have access to early childhood intervention or ECI programs, their issues are then dealt with in school through special education programs. At that point, Miller says intervention is difficult and is less effective. And according to an investigation from the Houston Chronicle released this week, special ed isn't accessible for a lot of children either.
We're continuing to squeeze some of the families that have the greatest needs for ensuring their children develop to their maximum capabilities so that they can have a successful life. We're seeing those resources continuing to shrink and those families to experience the squeeze.
And advocates argue ECI programs were already squeezed. Stephanie Rubin with Texans Care for Children says the state changed eligibility standards a few years ago, which limited access to programs for many young children.
You know, the ECI program is effective for the kids who receive it, but it's very clear from our analysis that there are too many kids who are not able to access these services and is probably contributing to some special ed costs down the road in schools.
Rubin says if lawmakers are serious about cutting costs for special ed, shoring up the state's ECI program would be a better move. And she said it would improve the lives of children, parents, and even educators across the state.
The legislature can very clearly step up this next session and make some policy changes that ensure that kids with special needs at the earliest age and throughout school get the supports they need.
Earlier this summer, the Texas Supreme Court halted the $350 million cuts to ECI right before they were supposed to go into effect. But it's only temporary. Today, a state finance committee will discuss what to do next. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.